My name's John Aquin. I'm a self-employed bookkeeper slash accountant.
Great. And you work a lot with small businesses.
I work lots of small businesses, yep, and charities.
And charities. So yoga teachers traditionally don't manage their books or their schedules all that well unless they're running a studio or something like that and they have someone hired. But how important is it, do you think, for a small business owner to be working with a bookkeeper or an accountant?
Well, it's always probably the most important rule is always to have a good idea where you're standing financially. And if you do not have a strength in numbers and bookkeeping and taxes, then you want to work very closely with your bookkeeper so that you don't get in trouble with the government or hurt your business before you give it a chance to actually grow.
Now, for small businesses, let's say freelance teachers especially, what would you say the best way of keeping track of your expenses would be? Is it a computer program? Is it on paper? How would you go about doing that?
I think when you're starting out, if you're not using a bookkeeper, a spreadsheet is usually sufficient. You need to know a little bit about the tax rules so you know what expenses are eligible and which ones are not eligible. And probably the biggest one for most self-employed individuals, no matter what they do, is automobile expenses. You have to keep track of where you travel, who you see, the kilometers you drive, the total kilometers you drive for the year, and all your expenses, and then you're only allowed to write off the portion that is business. And if you ever get audited, you have to provide all that documentation.
Okay, that's really good advice. How do you actually go about finding out what's a business expense versus what's a personal one?
That's where you're best at talk to a bookkeeper or an accountant. General rule of thumb is if you can build a business case for an expense, then it's usually eligible with a couple exceptions. Things like haircuts, I don't care what you do, that's not a business expense, no matter what you do for a living. Mm-hmm. Clothing is very questionable as a business expense, again, no matter what you do for a living. Mm-hmm. But anything else, if you get audited, if you can build a reasonable business case why it is a business expense, the government generally goes along with you. So if you take a trip to attend a conference or to develop your skills, that should be a legitimate business expense.
Okay.
However, if you take a trip to Florida and you do not attend any conferences or any special classes, or they're not going to allow that expense.
Great. So that's really important to keep receipts from the classes that you take, because as a yoga teacher, anytime you take a class, that's essentially continuing education.
You could be construed that way if you can build the case for it that you're improving your skills, yes.
Okay, great. Now, how important do you think it is that yoga teachers have budgets? Because I work with a lot of teachers, and most of them don't have budgets. I'm personally not a big budgeter either, but from your background, how important is it that we set up a monthly budget?
Any business, it's important to have a budget, to have some goals which you're shooting for. Whether it's a budget or a business plan, I consider them the same thing. You want to know where you want to get to, and you've got to track how you're getting there. And if you're not getting there, you need to make changes in your expenses so that you don't get into trouble. The big one I always recommend for all small businesses, I do it personally with my business, is I open a separate savings account for the portion of my income that should be going to taxes. And I take that money and I put it, every check I get in, a certain percentage goes into that account. So at the end of the year when I file my taxes, and including HST or sales tax, depending where you are, I actually have the money to pay it. That's one of the ones the government will never forgive because that's actually their money you're holding.
Right. Okay. How much time on average should a small business owner be working on their bookkeeping? Or do you have a certain strategy, like, you know, spend 3 hours a week doing it, spend a full day at the end of every month doing it? What do you find actually works for the people that you work with? And as a bookkeeper, what do you like to see your clients doing?
as a self-employed business person myself, I try to keep my expenses done monthly or weekly, so that I know what I have in the bank and what I can spend and what I can't spend. If you're working with a bookkeeper, you're probably only doing it monthly, but you should still have a pretty good idea from your credit card statements and from your bank statements where you're standing most of the time. And you should be working with your bookkeeper to make sure that you keep track of your expenses so you don't have any surprises. Mm-hmm. The other thing I always tell my clients is you have to figure out what you can earn per hour. Mm-hmm. And if you can earn $50 per hour and you find you're spending 3 or 4 hours a week bookkeeping, so that's $200 a week, can you pay somebody to do that some portion of that for you and actually generate income instead of paying it out or spending your time doing bookkeeping? Most businesses will get to that stage if they're successful where, yeah, it is better for them to focus on their business and pay somebody else to do the books.
I actually give the same advice for a lot of things like web design and other things because, you know, if you're trying to focus on one thing, you should let an expert in the other realms do their job. They can probably do it for in less time for less money in the long run.
That's the other thing. What may take you 3 or 4 hours to do may take a bookkeeper an hour or an hour and a half to do. So you're not paying them as much, and you're actually taking that 3 or 4 hours and hopefully investing it in your business and making some money. They know what they're doing. They know exactly where the expenses are. They're not going to be doubting things. They're not going to have to look things up. They're just going to go ahead and post.
When someone works with a bookkeeper, what's the best way that they can prepare their documents to make things as clear and cost-effective as possible?
That's where you sit down and talk to your bookkeeper and ask exactly how they want them presented.
Okay.
My personal, the way I do books is I generally ask for the check stubs and the invoices, and I just match them up and match them to the bank statement. I don't care particularly what order they're in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to post them by the invoice dates. But other bookkeepers may have other choices. It's whatever works for them and works for you.
Great. Is there anything else that you think it's important to know that we maybe haven't touched upon yet?
I think the secret of all good businesses or mm-hmm. successful businesses is part of it is the numbers. If you're not focusing on the numbers, if you're not checking your expenses, if you're not recording your incomes correctly, you'll never know if you're successful. And I know there's a tendency in a lot of small businesses, I used to be a banker also, to take payment under the table by cash, this type of thing. The only problem is when you want to grow your business, you can only report to the banks exactly what you report to the government. And if you don't have the income, you may not qualify for the car loan, you may not qualify for the mortgage, you may not qualify for things that you need to, both in your personal life and in your business life, to expand your business. So it's better to be honest, report your income, pay your taxes. I'm always very pleased to say that my business, I have to pay lots of taxes. I'm proud of that. Because that means my business is doing extremely well, and I can show the bank statements to prove that and tax returns to back me up.
That's really good advice. The last thing that just sort of came up in that last question was, how do we actually go about finding a bookkeeper or an accountant? If you're a small freelance teacher and you're teaching maybe 15 classes a week, it's not a big booming business yet, what's the best way to get a good bookkeeper or a good accountant without paying several hundred dollars an hour?
Yeah, that is a difficult one.
Mm-hmm.
I say if you're just doing a couple classes a week, you're probably going to just do your tax returns through, you know, a regular tax place like H&R Block, and they'll do it for usually a fairly reasonable rate as long as you provide them all the information. But when you get to the bookkeeping stage, you're always best to get a referral from someone you know. So talk to if you work with a studio, find out if they've got a bookkeeper they're pleased with, friends in business. I mean, I think we all at this stage in our lives now know somebody who's self-employed, and most people will have a bookkeeper of some sort. Find out somebody they're happy with, sit down and meet them, make sure that you understand what they're saying, what you're saying to them. If you're not comfortable, don't take it on. And if they can't explain, one of the rules of thumb in all business I've said is, if I can't explain it to you that you understand it clearly, then I haven't done my job.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't explain it to you, how can I explain it to the government or anyone else? So make sure that you're somebody you're comfortable with. Shop around. Rates will vary. Experience levels will vary. And again, when you're starting off in a small business and you're not that busy, experience level probably isn't big. But if you start to get a studio or something, you probably need to go an accountant with much more business experience and can give you good guidance. And then, of course, when you get to a stage, if you're going to open a studio, you're probably going to be dealing with lawyers. You're probably going to be dealing with chartered accountants because you're going to need the proper setup for a large business.
That's very helpful. That's great. Any last words?
And the other thing that I always talk about is different methods of ownership. Again, when you start off as an individual, you'll probably be a sole proprietor or a partnership, and it's usually a modification of your existing personal tax return. But if you get big and you're generating good income and you need to do some tax planning, you may want to look at incorporating. You need to speak to a lawyer and an accountant at that time to see the advantages and disadvantages. And again, if you have friends in business, you need to talk to them. There's liability issues when it comes to advantages when you're a corporation as opposed to a person or a sole ownership. Again, you have to talk to the experts, and you pay some money to do that, but you usually save money in the long run.
Fantastic.